Waking you up on your Tuesday, there's some love and death for you. A song called Chemicals. Dude, we're going to be talking with the guitar player of Love and Death this morning. It's New Music Tuesday. We'll be doing that in the 8 o'clock hour. I was talking to Brian yesterday, actually. Brian Head Welch, the frontman of Love and Death. And new EP, actually, today. The Chemicals EP. And so we're going to be talking, actually, with his guitar player, JR. Dude is 17 years old, throwing down some tasty jams right there. So, yeah, incredible stuff. Of course, Michelle will be joining me at 6:30 this morning, and being that it's New Music Tuesday, we'll have Billiam coming in at the 8 o'clock hour. Got some brand new Temper Trap that we will be premiering on Static this morning. Got a brand new House of Heroes track that's premiering this morning. I'm telling you, it is a big New Music Tuesday. You definitely don't want to miss out on that. Let's keep the, morning wake-up vibe going. Emery right now, a song called World Away. Static Radio. Heath McNeese, Natural Disaster Baptism, right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Can we talk about how something really bad is happening right now?
Steve Owen Mitch in the studio.
Sorry about that. Sorry, I can't. Okay. I can't hear you because these aren't working.
Really?
Yeah. Bad. Can I use your headphones?
No, you may not. Buy your own someday.
I don't have $300. Silence.
Yeah.
But no, it's just this. Nothing.
Really?
That's okay. I don't need them. I don't need them.
You kind of do keep talking.
This is a 6:30. Oh, there it is. Good job.
Some genius turned the volume all the way down. Next time, though, you should probably check the volume first before you start freaking out about your
headphones.
I don't
know anything about this. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's no volume little knob over here.
There isn't. There's like a master control over here, and I take care of it.
Well, are you the master? Good morning.
6:34 now. Static Radio, Steve-O and Michelle in the studio. Wow, we already got a phone call. It's early. Static. Hello.
Morning.
Hey.
What is happening this morning, dude?
Hey, good morning, subdued Shane.
Some dudes, bros, Mitch and Steve-O.
No, subdued. Because you sound, it's too early to be like loud and crazy.
I know.
I wish I had like the acoustic version of Scorpions.
Yeah, that's cool. Please don't. Yeah. Hey, so let's pray.
Okay.
Mitch, lead us in a morning prayer.
Why do you put me on the spot like that?
Hey, dude, he does it to me. It's your turn in the barrel.
What? You called and then made me... Okay, let's pray.
Let's do it.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning and thank you for just another opportunity to serve you. And I pray that this morning would be fruitful and that you would just work in and through us today and help our words to be... nice and fun and just entertaining all around. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Perfect. All right, dude. Have a good day.
All right.
Later. Who is he?
That was Shane.
I know.
It was so random. By the way, this just in. Day 2 of Mothpocalypse. I wish I had more on this story. I really don't.
I was afraid that I was going to be attacked on the way in here.
Dude, I was attacked on the way in here. I actually have an update for us on Mothpocalypse, and I don't even know what I did with it. It's right over here. This is according to the El Paso Times, actually.
Okay.
I should hit my breaking news
thing
again. Okay. I'm going to read it like a breaking news
guy. Okay.
Wait it out. That's what we're being told about the moth invasion going on right now. Those invaders are Miller moths. In some cases, hundreds to thousands of them hovering around porches, windows, and doors at local homes. They're a nuisance. You know, basically, they suck.
There's like...
It's horrible.
Okay, hundreds to
life.
Thousands. Yeah, no, hundreds to thousands is a very big span of what there is possibly. There's hundreds to thousands outside our door
there
right now.
There really are. I seriously was running in here like swatting them.
That's why you almost got attacked. I was playing it like dog whisperer status. I was like, be the pack leader. And so I was walking in calmly, like, don't shine any light.
Yeah.
Just act like you're not here.
I made the foolish mistake of, I was on Instagram on my iPhone, and I realized, magnet! It's a magnet! And I, all of a sudden, all these moths are, like, coming at my iPhone. I'm, like, running. Oh, but I gotta check Instagram before I go to work!
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was horrible.
It's not even worth it. Instagram is not worth
it. It was terrible. So, dude, I'm telling you, it's creepy.
Yeah.
Like, it's awful. It's like a horror movie or biblical times.
I was getting off of the freeway right here last night. I was dropping a friend off here.
Uh-huh.
And I oh my gosh. I started screaming because it was like, boom, 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 on my windshield. I'm like, no, I just washed my car.
Yeah. Shouldn't have done that because I'm telling you, yeah.
Drive without lights.
Don't do that.
Kidding.
But early in the morning, before the sun is up, it's gross driving to work.
Yeah, because that's all you see.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, this sucks. The worst is, apparently I wasn't driving fast enough this morning because I stopped a couple times and I did not kill them. So they would hit my car, boom, 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 boom. And then I'd see a couple, like, on my car. And then all of a sudden, from my air conditioner.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
So I had to, like, roll the window down. And I was trying to, like, get the moth out of my car. But when you roll the window down, you also let more in. So it's like, what do I trap these few in here and just deal with the couple, or do I brave it and try and get them out in hopes that none of the other ones fly in?
You just have to wonder, are our lives worth it?
Worth moths?
Moths.
Ugh. You can't even say moths plurally without stumbling.
Like, as we say this, there are moths like in every window.
It's disgusting.
It's so gross.
Yeah, if you're not in the New Mexico area, you have no idea what we're talking about. But it's actually a pretty big deal right now. Mothpocalypse, as I like to call it. But sadly, there's really nothing we can do. The Miller moth population is high this year due to a mild winter, according to Woods Houghton, the Eddy County Extension Service agricultural agent. He said he's been receiving tons of calls about the moth problem. So what can you do to eradicate the problem? Not much, actually.
Nothing.
Nothing. He says wait it out. You turn off all unnecessary lights or substitute regular light bulbs on your porch with yellow lights, because apparently moths don't like the color yellow.
Oh, good to know.
True story.
Neither do I.
I have no idea how they know that. I wonder if there was like, this is what we spend all of our tax dollars on. There's like scientists and they have like,
staring.
Okay, get me the green light bulb. Yeah, they like green. They like green. Okay, let's try the yellow light bulb. Oh, they're not running to it. All right. They don't like, mark that down. Mark that down. And put me down for another $250,000 worth of taxpayer money. Sweet, thanks.
And then we're going to do this 8 more times.
Exactly. Right. So apparently moths don't like the color yellow, so yellow light bulbs work. You can also use an electric ultraviolet light grid that zaps bugs, but then you have to take care of a lot of dead moth carcasses.
Yeah. Which we're going to have to do anyway because they're going to die in like 3 weeks.
Well, the rumor is, I was talking to some moths this morning on my way in. They're only kicking it here for a few days, and then apparently they're planning on going camping in the Jemez.
Oh, so okay.
That's actually where they head. True story,
oh
partially.
My gosh.
I didn't really talk to moths this morning.
They fly.
But the truth is they do really head towards the mountains.
Is that south?
They spend the summer in the mountains.
Is that south?
I don't know.
Where's the Jemez?
Mountainous areas. We had a friend who, there was a moth yesterday and hit the ristra, and so her child.
Back up. What's the ristra?
The ristra, you know? The ristra of like chili
got it. Okay.
Thingies.
Got it.
So the kid hit the ristra, like 40 moths.
Oh no,
flew out.
That would not be okay.
So I'm just letting be careful. They say insecticides have little or no effect on controlling these Miller moths. They're not susceptible to insecticides pretty much at all. And any moths killed will actually rapidly be replaced by new moths that migrate into the area as they are coming in nightly. So we're going to just have to deal with it for the next couple weeks until they decide to go camping.
I can't wait to see those like hummingbird huge moths that can't fly. They just have a crappy life and they're on the ground for little kids to be like, whoa!
Yeah.
Those are cool.
I'm stoked for all the fat birds we're going to see because I'm pretty sure birds are stoked right
this
now.
This is like, yeah. This
it's like
is,
a free-for-all.
Yeah, this is like that one, what is it, Planet Earth?
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, every 17 years, these cicadas come out of nowhere, and then the birds have a feast, and raccoons are happy.
Right. Why are raccoons happy?
Because they get to eat all those cicadas.
Oh. They were eating the cicadas?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Every single animal was, like, feasting on these cicadas.
I had a moth in my cereal one time.
Oh,
like,
no.
In my box of cereal, and that was it, because the... The, like, dusty, gross
nastiness. Yeah, it's all
nastiness.
Over your cereal.
Yeah, so it's like, done. Like, I don't even like touching moth. Oh,
yeah.
So
no.
Anyways, yeah.
Some people really don't know about it. I got a text this morning. Well, I got it last night, but I was asleep, so I read it this morning.
Right?
And she was like, are there really moths everywhere? Everyone is freaking out about it. I'm like, have you looked outside?
I know, dude. We couldn't keep... Normally, we keep our back door open at night. You know, the dog just kind of wanders in and out.
That's
last
not
night.
Safe.
Like, no! So, yeah, no, we couldn't do anything like that. Oh,
You can't leave the back door open at night.
Why not? Well, it's when we're mostly awake when the back door's open.
Yeah, mostly.
Mostly.
And except for those times when you're in...
Oh, dude.
In,
Please do. Please do.
Oh, my gosh. Well, okay, there's a little thing called crime.
Yeah, crime.
That you might have to worry about when your back door's open.
Okay.
There,
we have a dog, though. Come on.
No, it doesn't matter. The dog might just
lick him. Hey, buddy.
Lick him. Maybe pee on him.
Yeah.
Claim
yeah.
ownership, and then that's it.
Yeah, true story.
But, okay, so we have a 16-year-old boy. We don't. But there is a 16-year-old boy put a court order on him because he burgled a house.
Burgled. I like that.
Well, it's used like 7 times in this.
Burgled?
Burgled.
It's not like burglarized?
No, it's burgled.
Burgled?
Yeah.
Who wrote that story?
Somebody. I think they're in West Yorkshire.
Ah.
They're proper.
Oh, they burgled home then.
Yes, they did. And then they forced them to write an apology letter. And...
I like that.
He did.
Okay.
And let me tell you, he did not want to write it.
Okay.
Because he burgled our house. And here's what the letter says. Dear victim.
I love that.
I don't know why I'm writing this letter to you! I have been forced to write this letter by ISSP. To be honest, I'm not bothered or sorry about the fact that I burgled your house.
Wow.
Basically, it was your fault anyways. I'm going to run you through the dumb mistakes you made. Firstly, you didn't draw your curtains, which most people do now before they go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, you're dumb. You live in Stansburns, a high-risk burglary area, and you're thick enough to leave your downstairs kitchen window open.
Wow.
I wouldn't do that in a million years. But anyways, I don't feel sorry for you, and I'm not going to show any sympathy or remorse. Yours sincerely, from name unknown.
Wow.
So yeah, he burgled this house, and he didn't feel bad. And you can't leave your back door open, because then you're going to get this jerk robbing
right.
you. And he's not going to even be repentant about it.
We don't leave the door open. We still have like a screen door.
Sure she had a screen.
No, but like a, what are those called? Wrought iron. Like, we have like a nice door.
Then how does, no.
The moths still just kind of like, boink, and they kind of like seep in, you know what I mean?
They're leading all the thieves to your house. That's
they
what
are,
they're doing.
Apparently. So, yeah. Wow, what a jerk.
So
what
funny.
What a jerk thief.
16-year-old boy.
16-year-old boy, zero remorse.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
Pretty,
unbelievable.
Pretty awesome. But
I guess you can't be bummed out when the world acts like the world. I don't even know where to go with that. That's horrible.
Yeah. We can't we can't be bummed out. But you know what? It did make me think about how we lock all of our windows and everything, but we also have to replace our windows. There's some things that, like, they don't lock really, so we have to get those little fake screw locks and it's harder to open.
Right.
But the other day, Kelly didn't have a key. My husband didn't have a key, and he went to go open the window, like, see if he could just push it open. Pushed right open.
No way.
I was like, dude.
Why are you telling people this right now?
Because they don't know where I live.
Ah, okay. Good, true story.
It was bad news.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this guy, this 16-year-old English dude can get into my house.
Yeah. I've told this story many moons ago on the air, but I used to leave my window open in the bedroom in our old house. And we lived in a nice area, dude. Paseo, Wyoming. Come on.
That is nice.
You know, like La Cueva area. So this was my first house I ever owned, you know, like out of high school. Yeah, I got a house. And so I'm asleep at night. It's hot. It's summertime. And so I'm cheap and usually it's just like, run the ceiling fan and open a window.
Exactly.
And so that's what I do. And so my window is open. But I had a screen on the window. So it's the middle of the night, and all of a sudden, I wake up to this blinding light in my eyes.
Oh, no.
And so I'm kind of, like, groggy, and I'm kind of, like, I'm laying in bed, and the window's, like, right near my head, you know, and just to the right of the bed. And I look up, and there's a dude who had a flashlight in his hand, and his left leg was in my home, and he was halfway through the window.
And then
he didn't see me, and had the flashlight down, and had accidentally shined it into my eyes as he was crawling into my home.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And so I immediately jumped out of bed and just like ran with all of my speed and weight and lunged into him and pushed him back out the window, and he fell into the bush in the front yard.
Well, that's so funny because he didn't run away.
I'm like making fake shotgun noises. I'm gonna kill you. You get away. I'm loading my gun right now. These are gun noises. I'm shooting.
And oh so, my yeah, god!
True story. Like he fell into the bush. And like I immediately did say that I'm loading my gun that I don't own at the time, right? So I'm like, that was kind of stupid. But he just got up and booked it, and I didn't chase him down because I'm like, dude, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. My adrenaline was going, but not enough that I wanted to leave my house.
Did you know? File a police report?
I didn't.
Oh my gosh, who are you?
I closed my window, locked it, and then went back to bed. So,
no.
True story. No. Totally true story. He was halfway in my house.
Yeah.
So, it was crazy.
I would have started having an axe next to my bed. Like, his leg would have been gone.
Dude, my son just recently got this this shotgun. Yes, I'm serious. My 6-year-old. My in-laws, they like to take my children to the Mart of Walls, like when they babysit them, and get them a toy or something, right? So Luke, my 6-year-old, comes home, and my father-in-law immediately goes, this was not my idea. This was all Luke's idea. And it's like orange and totally looks fake.
Yeah.
But it's a double barrel shotgun.
Oh my
that God. You can load actual shells into, and then you pour this like glycerin basically into it.
Glycerin.
And it warms up the gun. And you, and it makes real gun noises, and then you can pop it open, and the shells come out like smoking.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yeah. 6 years old. That's the toy my son came home with. So, yeah.
Thanks, Grandpa.
Yeah, so I kept it. So now if another dude comes through my window, I'm going to be like, check it out, bro. I got an orange creamsicle shotgun, and I am not afraid to use it.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. That is so funny.
You're listening to Static Radio, Steve-O and Michelle on your morning. And it's New Music Tuesday. Don't forget, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to have JR, the guitar player from Love and Death, on the show. We got brand new Temper Trap to premiere, brand new House of Heroes. Yeah, lots of stuff. And more with Steve-O and Mitch right after this. Static Radio. Announcing the 2012 Kingdom Awards.
Static Radio.
Good morning, 6:57 now. Happy Tuesday to you, Steve-O and Mitch.
What's up? Can we just listen to this song?
Yes, no.
Oh, no.
Yes, yes, no, yes, no. No.
No.
We gotta talk.
Okay.
We gotta talk about things because seriously, day two of Mothpocalypse is going down! This is crazy.
They should create little guns. For moths.
Like to kill moths?
Yeah.
No, they said wait it out. If you're just joining us, dude, and you haven't walked out your door yet, be warned.
You should have.
New Mexicans.
If you haven't walked out your door yet, we have some more to talk about because they've been around for a few days.
Yeah, this is true.
They have been out for a few days.
Little help available for the Miller moth invasion, but it's getting pretty serious, apparently. at least according to the El Paso Times. But everything's serious in El Paso, right? I've only been there once. I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I don't know. Woods Houghton, the Eddy County Extension Service agricultural agent, says, wait it out. There's not much you can do, honestly. On its website, entomologists at Colorado State University Cooperative Extension Service, it's the longest stupid name in the universe.
Yeah, that's not necessary.
Suggests that once moths get into your house, the best way to get rid of them is to swat them, vacuum them, or attract them to traps. An easy trap.
What trap?
Here you go, huh? An easy trap to make is to suspend a light bulb over a partially filled bucket of water. I have no idea how or where you're going to do this.
Because do they like hit the light and
then
drop?
But apparently they hit the light and they drop into the water and drown. So if you'd like to kill a bunch of moths in your spare time, that's one way to do it.
PETA?
Yeah. Static radio.
Hi.
Hi.
I was going to say that my husband got attacked yesterday whenever he went around the side of the building.
Dude, it's crazy, right?
Yes. But do you remember, Steve-O, probably about 10 years ago when we had the caterpillars?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Was that not terrible?
That was disgusting. And I'm thinking these are the caterpillars. They just finally bloomed.
Well, my friend drove down Academy one day, and she swore that she, could hear them crunching underneath her tires.
Oh.
Which I think that would be gross. But we worked at Hoffmantown.
Uh-huh.
Once, and we were watching the kids, and we were watching the... This is kind of gross, because... At the time, they were making the West Wing.
Okay.
And so I have no idea if caterpillars are in the West Wing.
Right.
Like what happens whenever they're being made.
Right.
But anyway, we watched one go up the side of the wall. And I think this part was where the wall was already made. And it was going all the way up. And it's like, yeah, go, go, go. And we were all cheering this on because they were a bunch of kids all like fifth grade and under. And then it got to the very top and they had a lip, like a concrete lip, I guess, on the top of the building. So it turned to go belly under, I guess, this side of the thing. Well, it didn't grip and it fell to its death.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
And it was crazy because it's like the only, the other ones we were all stepping on, having a good time.
Right.
Ew.
And this one we're like, no!
Make it! Dude, I'm telling you, it's nasty right now. I think you talk about driving and hearing them crunch. That was me on my drive to work this morning.
Yes.
Because it was just... Stephen Keach. A song called Black Coffee, which is what we just got from Solomon's Porch.
Woo! I feel wonderful.
I know.
I haven't had one drink yet.
Yeah, I haven't either, actually. It's too hot.
It is.
It's really hot, so I can't drink yet. It burns my tongue.
Yeah.
I hate that. And then the rest of the day, you don't really enjoy your food.
But we love Sopo.
We do. Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road, Northeast. They sponsor awesome things like traffic, which I'm going to make you do again.
No! Okay, there's an accident on the interchange at the interchange on the flyover from westbound 40 to southbound I-25. There is also construction from all the moths. Just kidding, that's not right. I was trying to be cool just now and that didn't work. There's construction at Louisiana near San Antonio between Santa Monica and Forest Hills.
There it is.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, as I said. And, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Michael hanging out today. Our dear friend Ned Flanders.
I thought you were, trying to make fun of my name just now. Michael.
And I just met a really cool dude over there named Isaac.
Isaac.
So I'm giving my shout out to Isaac.
I hope he's listening. Isaac.
I do, too. I hope he's not still online at Solomon's Porch, I hope he mentions me today. And so I did.
He was a cool dude.
He's cool. It was funny. We walked in there and he,
Yeah.
And it was exciting.
He's like businessman though. He goes, hey, Steve-O, I listen to your show. I listen to you every morning. Give me a shout out.
My name's Isaac. Okay, cool. You're assertive. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
So it was great. Dude, but walking over there was awful because we had to walk across campus and we're like running and dodging crazy Mothra attacks.
It was like Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah, that's okay. Here, let's start over. It was like what?
It was like Alfred Hitchcock's movie.
You can do it. You can do it. Start over.
Okay, what's his name?
Alfred Hitchcock.
Okay.
It's really not that hard. Okay, ready?
Yeah. It was like Alfred Hitchcock's movie, Birds.
Yeah, you did it. Third time's a charm. Nicely done.
You're so encouraging.
It was. Except the birds would be eating the moths, and there, for some reason, aren't birds. What we need is a bird-like attack.
We do.
Because then they can start eating all the moths, and then they'd get so fat and lazy that we wouldn't have to worry about them attacking us.
And then everything would be solved.
Yeah, that's it. The birds. That's all we need. An Alfred Hitchcock movie to appear and,
you know,
take care of
the moths. How did you say that so easily just now?
Because it's just a dude's name, and it's not that hard to say. Static Radio.
Yo, Steve-O, check this out, man. I know y'all talking about moths and dogs, but did you check out the cat last night on the news?
No!
39.10 pounds.
What?
Yes, in Santa Fe, I think.
39? Dude, from eating moths or what?
Oh, my gosh!
Yeah, wow. 39.10 pounds.
39-pound cat. Goes on diet, needs new home, at least according to KOAT News. Wow.
Needs new home.
You have to post that. That is disgusting.
That
no
is
doubt.
Awful.
Wow. Dude, thank you for the call.
Y'all have a good morning.
All right, you too.
God bless.
God bless you too, man. That is a crazy cat right there. You have
nasty.
To post that. It is Tuesday. It's a new music Tuesday, actually. And we're going to be talking with JR, the guitar player for Love and Death. That would be Brian Hedwelch's new band. He's only 17, and he is the guitar player.
Oh, the guitarist. I'm like, dude,
Brian Hedwelch's band. So, yeah. I'm just saying, I can't wait to talk to this kid. It's really cool. We've been talking about moths all morning, and speaking of moths, that didn't work. Okay, ready?
Try it again.
Speaking of moths.
I was thinking, could there be a less stressful job than working in a butterfly pavilion? I mean, you know, what could possibly go awry, you know? So how was work, dear? Don't even get me started. I've had it up to here with those butterflies. I had this yellow one landing lightly on flowers. And this purple one fluttering around and around. Like, I don't know what he's up to! I can't take the politics!
Yeah, that was so random. That was pretty random.
Did you just stop it?
And it was short. No, that was how long
it
was.
That was it?
Yeah, that was it.
I thought you were just fed up with it.
No, and I didn't know it was going to be that short, so I'm like eating. And I'm like, oh, it's done.
It was really fast. Speaking of moths, we have some...
Mothers?
Some mothers. Some teen mothers.
Well, you know, coming up Friday, May 4th, is our prom. Promageddon.
Oh, yeah, I get
pretty it. Much the biggest, baddest prom in the universe.
Because the world might end the next day.
It really could. You never know.
We don't
We're
know
not promised
yeah.
tomorrow. Today could be today could be it.
It
we
could
don't
be
know.
It. And in that case, don't worry about it. Don't.
In that case, buy your prom tickets now because you're not going to care.
Buy 17 of them.
Yeah. Because we never know. Prom's going down Friday, May 4th, right here at the Hub at Calvary of Albuquerque. Tickets are $19 or 15 for groups of 10 or more. And every year we have a prom king and a prom queen, and they are nominated by you guys sending in emails, which you can do so. You can nominate someone. Studio at mystaticradio.com. Send in your email of somebody you'd like to nominate. Now, this isn't a popularity contest. It's not a who's the hottest in the class test. It's a who is serving Jesus Christ the best in the community.
Oh,
and
so you can't put your face on a billboard and expect to win.
Yeah, that's probably not going to work for the static prom. However, a Texas mom put up a billboard as part of a publicity campaign. That's a tough one. To get her daughter elected the high school prom queen. And she says the 18-year-old not only didn't win the coveted crown, but now she's being picked on.
No way.
No, I know. It's crazy, right?
No, she didn't see that coming.
This poor mom. I mean, she gets... I tried. Right away, Great Captain. Song called Oh No, I Tried right here on Static Radio. Good morning. 7:45 now on your Tuesday. Oh, man, it's the Steve and Michelle.
What's up?
What? Hey, we're talking about this Texas mom who, basically destroyed the final year of her daughter's high school career. Texas mom bought her daughter a billboard asking her friends to vote for her for prom queen.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Not
only did it not work, she didn't even make the top three.
That's so sad.
Yeah, she didn't make the top three, and now she's being made fun of. So we asked the question, what's the most embarrassing thing your parents ever did?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Well, the most embarrassing thing I did to my kid was, I call it a shock and awe. My son, my teenager, he was a junior in high school, thinking he was making really bad grades. So I called the principal, and I said, you know, I said, I'm going to pull a shock and awe on my son. I said, I'm just going to take him to school, but I'm going to turn the car off. And I said, I'm going to attend all of his classes.
Oh,
so,
man.
I did. And you should see my kid. He was screaming and flopping in the parking lot like a big old baby. I said, Charles, I'm not supposed to give his name.
How old was he?
Wow.
He was, 17?
Oh, my gosh.
You are that parent.
I am that parent. I said, dude, I said, look at your grades, man. Obviously, I have to go to class with you. Oh, he totally fought it. But, dude, I did. I went to school with him the entire day. Talked to all of his friends. Made friends with his friends. Talked to all of his girlfriends. I said, oh,
all
Charles,
of his,
she is
problem.
So cute. Look at her.
Oh,
did everything
wow.
I could. Oh, yeah. But you know what? His grades got up.
See, that's good. I mean, it's better to be the parent that's involved in doing something because you care about your child's grades than the parent that doesn't care and then the kid drops out and sucks at life. So I want to applaud you for caring enough to actually take an interest in your son's, like, life. That's good.
Price is right.
Thanks, you guys.
There are way too many lame parents who don't take care of their kids and who don't have an interest in their kids' lives, so...
Yeah. I know. Well, you know, if you want me to show you who you are, I'll show you your children. So there you go.
Dude, there you go.
Yeah. Well, thanks, you guys.
Thanks for the call.
Sure. Bye-bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number if you'd like to chime in. What's the most embarrassing thing? Well, the question was, what's the most embarrassing thing your parents ever did to you? However, if you're a parent, what's the most embarrassing thing you've done to your children?
Yes.
Yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What do we got?
Well, I don't know. Tom said sold me to the gypsies when I was but a wee lad, but he doesn't want to talk about that.
We don't have to talk about that.
Giovanna says, my parents have always been really awesome, but the one time that I can remember feeling legitimately embarrassed by my mom is when I was in college. My boyfriend, now husband, was at our house for Christmas. We were opening gifts, and my mom hands me a present, I unwrap it, and to my disdain, it was like a dozen pairs of underwear.
Wow!
And not just underwear, it was undies with all kinds of crazy colors and patterns. It was awful.
Nicely done!
Giovanna's mom.
Yeah.
Tina says, make me wear a dress to church. That looks like it was from the 50s. Neon colors, puffy and all.
Yes, dude. Nicely. Talking about embarrassing parent stories... off the heels of this teen, or Texas mom, rather, not the teen mom, the Texas mom.
That's for MTV.
Who rocked a billboard for the kiddo for prom queen, and she didn't win, and now she's being harassed at school. Nice. 505-338-3700, or, of course, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Hello, you're in the air.
Hey, I think I have the winner.
Okay.
Okay, so this is Lance. I'm the banker.
All right.
But, okay, so this affected my sister and myself within like a 4-year span. When my sister and I were in elementary school, my mother did like this little ticketing over at our elementary school. But when we got to high school, in our civics book, there was a picture of my mom.
Oh no. She was picketing. What was she picketing for?
See, it was something to do with the elementary school. Like adding something over there, but the picketing was like the picture was in the civics book, and it actually we had it in our class, you know, the book with a picture. And then all the friends in our class that we knew would say, is that your mom?
Wow,
that's
dude.
Amazing. Did you tell her?
The billboard, yeah, we showed her. So the billboard will last a week. This lasted at least 4 years.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, wow. Thanks for the call.
That's amazing.
All right.
Okay. Dude, I have a story, but it's not my, it's my mother-in-law. Embarrassing my, that reminded me of, my mother-in-law was kind of crazy. She's awesome, but she was kind of like wild child. Wild child! And so, just a couple years ago, I kid you not, mother-in-law starts breaking out all these photos, and she was like, I took these photos, so I'm just like cringing for my wife as it's happening, because she's showing me all these high school photos of her that she took, like, on the hood of her boyfriend's car.
No! She did that.
Yes, she, like full on the hood, like she's rocking like a bathing suit, all like, yeah! This is my mother-in-law. So for one, I don't want to see that. And two, my poor wife was like, oh my gosh, this is happening. This is absolutely happening. I love it. I thought it was hilarious. But my mother-in-law, she's crazy. She tells like the craziest stories in the universe. And I think it's purposely just to embarrass my wife. Because they're mostly hilarious to me until I have to see your like teenage years, and then I'm like, I don't need to see photos. That's cool,
I believe
bro.
You.
We're good. We're totally good.
That makes me want to cry.
Most embarrassing thing your parents have ever done. 505-338-3700. Or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We're talking about a Texas mom who put up a billboard as part of a publicity campaign to get her daughter elected high school prom queen. Yeah, she didn't even make the top three, and now she's being made fun of, and I can't imagine a billboard.
I'd be so embarrassed.
Especially if the picture was like an awful, like, you know what I mean?
It looks like a senior picture of hers.
That's not as bad. Dude, we dropped the kids off at my mom's house last week to babysit, and I'm like, all right, there you go, have fun, cool. And my mom recently decided, hey, I'm going to find all the worst, like, seventh grade photos of you and put them in frames. And so I've got, like, crazy WWF mullet going on and, like, denim jacket with my New Kids on the Block button. And I'm like, Mom, if you ever show that to anyone, I'm going to have to call people. And they're going to take care of the situation, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah, she's got some crazy photos that,
awesome.
Should never see the light of day. Static!
Hey, this is Jessica, and I think I have a story.
Okay.
So I have a six-year-old daughter, and we went to the store, and, you know, my daughter's, all kids go in there and ask, you know, Mom, can I have this? Mom, can I have this? And after I had said no for a while, she started throwing a fit, and I looked at her, and I just dropped my purse in my bag, and I flew on the floor and was kicking and screaming and yelling, and she stopped and looked at me, and everybody in the store was laughing.
Laughing at me.
And she was just so embarrassed. And she started crying when we left the store. She goes, how could you do that to me? That was so embarrassing. I'm like, that's what it's like for you to throw a finger in the floor with me.
That takes guts. That is like...
True story. Wow.
That is intense.
Yeah, that's pretty intense. Wow.
Thanks
for the call.
Day.
All right, you too. I feel like I have to make a phone call real quick to save my life. So hold on just a second. Thanks. I just received a text from, someone. Her name's Chrissy.
Your wife?
She happens to be my wife.
Uh-oh. What'd you do?
I didn't do anything. It's what she's about to do that I have to stop
Hello?
Her from doing. Chrissy Jeter.
You're lucky I'm not home right now, or it would already been up there.
She just...
Yeah, can you do that? Can you do that? I want to see.
She has this incriminating photo I was just talking about of me with my denim jacket, all mullet style.
Oh, I have more than that.
Chrissy Jeter! Two become one! You and I! You cannot do this to me!
Oh, that would be so funny.
Honey, I love you. And you're pregnant right now, and you're not in your like right frame of thinking.
Stop it right now.
So,
do not start pulling those
I'm
jokes.
I'm just saying. It would be who
I'll,
of you.
I'll save it for the right moment.
Oh, man. I love you.
I love you, too.
Oh, have a good day.
I love you, too.
Oh, well, if she's pregnant, then she's excused.
Uh-uh. There is
and
no...
And she can do it.
There's no excuse
and
for her
lame Facebook
photos. And then
she'll apologize afterwards.
I will be so mad.
Oh, man. She could tag Static Radio.
Dude, on a happy note for my wife, her band is playing Edgefest.
Hey,
how crazy is that?
That's cool.
Right?
Isn't that in, like, the end of this
yeah,
month?
Yeah, they just... like, end of the week, I think, actually.
Oh.
Like, yeah.
I won't be here.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
So,
that's cool, though.
Out, yeah, they're playing Edgefest. So I was like, wow. That's fun. Amberlynn's going to be here, so...
I know!
I'm super excited. I love those guys.
I'm really sad that I won't be here for that. Why did it have to be on the same day as the Five Iron concert?
I don't know. Yeah, that's right. This is happening for you this weekend. You are going to see the reunion. Like, this is their first show back together.
And I got a ticket!
I don't know why people are wanting to go see the first show, because usually that's the rusty, haven't played in a decade together show.
I don't care.
I know.
I don't care. I've never seen them live. And I don't care. So, I'm excited. But, back to embarrassing stories.
Back to embarrassing stories. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Read a couple more, and then I know you got a skedaddle.
I do. Destiny said, my most embarrassing memory of my dad is probably my first ever date. When the boy came to the house to pick me up, my dad was in the family room, literally holding a gun.
Oh, wow.
He sat my date down and made him watch as my dad polished the gun. Dad said that to him.
Said to him.
I'm like, this isn't. Dad said to him, if you bring her home late, I'll shoot you. If you make her cry, I'll shoot you. If she doesn't have fun, I'll shoot you. If she has too much fun, I'll shoot you. Of course, at the time, I was terrified, but not as much as my date. I think it was the earliest I've ever been home.
Wow, dude. That is epic.
Oh, I want to meet your dad, Destiny.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible.
That's awesome.
Wow. All right, one more, and I know you got to get out of here.
Yeah, Mandy says, woke me up at 6 a.m. on my 16th birthday, didn't let me shower, threw a happy birthday Minnie Mouse shirt over my head, and wrote Sweet 16 on my face before taking me out to IHOP for breakfast.
Oh, wow.
Dude. That's
Dude,
epic.
Parents are crazy.
They're cruel.
I need to learn some of these tricks, because I'm not nearly as embarrassing as that to my children.
You can do it. Well, I feel like your children could, like, make it as embarrassing for you.
Yeah, they can. That's the problem. My kids are pretty witty, dude. They're kind of pranksters. So.
I really only, like, got to interact with them, like, once, and when you guys were doing worship
that's
here.
That's right.
And
you had the task of, like, watching said children.
Yes, and... I was like, okay, guys, march. And Jack says, I am not going to march. And I was like, whoa, okay.
That's when you smack him and say, yes, you are, because I'm the adult. Now march!
And I was just like, you know, having fun. Like, right, these are children. And he was like, no. I almost died. I was like, dang.
I need to talk to that boy about some things. Static Radio, Steve-O, and Michelle. I know you got to get on out of here, but we'll see you again bright and early tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning, bright and early. And, of course, it's almost 8 o'clock, which means we've got New Music Tuesday with Billiam right around the corner. Brand new Temper Trap, brand new House of Heroes. We'll also be talking to JR, the guitar player for Love and Death, Brian Head Welch's new band. And, dude's 17 years old, and so I can't wait to talk to him about his experiences thus far. To get you there right now, Culture Shock from Young the Giant, Static Radio.
This is Culture Shock.
That would be Josh Garrell's The Rabbit and the Bear right here on Static Radio. Good morning, Steve-O, Billiam,
dude.
New Music Tuesday, and coming up, like about 8 minutes away, actually, from JR, the guitar player from Love and Death, calling in the show. New EP releasing today, actually. So
featuring that single, Chemicals,
yeah,
that we've been playing.
Yeah, Chemicals. They did a cover of Whip It by Devo, which is just, like,
who
crazy.
Who said that was necessary?
I don't know. We'll talk to them. I love that band. Can I just say that? Sorry. You're looking at a random website. I'm like, ooh, the Black Keys.
Oh, yeah.
These guys are brilliant.
That's one of the culture shocks we have.
One of the culture shocks we have right now. I think one of my favorite bands.
Is that that's Jack White, right?
Nope.
No.
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 Jack White is part of the Raconteurs, part of...
Oh, okay.
He's part of a few bands, actually, but yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
The White Stripes.
Duh.
Yeah, the White...
Yeah. So, yeah. Welcome to Static Radio. It is New Music Tuesday. We have a slew of new music this morning, and do you want to just get to the new music we got?
We can dive into it.
Yeah.
What do you want to start with?
I don't know. We have so much.
Some rock, some hip hop, some folk.
Let's start with that new Illucent track.
Illucent.
Yeah, I haven't heard it yet, and I keep seeing postings of it, and yeah, I want it. Illucent. Illucent.
Spell it out.
There we go. So it is, you know, New Music Tuesday, and being New Music Tuesday, this is your time to help us with the music. So you can vote right now, actually. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We got a brand new track from Illucent. The song is called A Beautiful Life. Check it. New Music Tuesday, Static Radio.
LocalsRule.com.
That's right. Listen to the big voice guy.
Yeah, in the sky.
He will tell you.
Static Radio.
Yeah.
I think my voice is getting deeper. Or yeah. It's deeper the earlier in the day it is.
That usually happens when you hit a certain age. Your voice starts getting deeper. Your body starts going through weird and exciting changes.
I finally made it.
Yes!
Yeah!
Woo!
Let's go have a party.
20 is the new 13. So
23 is the new 12, really.
MyStaticRadio.com, that would be our website. I don't know why I just sent you there, because where you need to be is Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
That was New Illucent.
Yeah, New Music Tuesday with Illucent. What did you think? Dig it or bury it? We want to know.
We've got Dominic, not feeling it.
What?
Jason Gleason, nah, not digging it. Matt digs it. Nathan says, dude, pretty awesome.
Play more hip-hop.
Play some more hip-hop.
Well,
the groove on this track is sick.
See, that I agree.
Yeah,
I love the music.
The music's my favorite part.
Yep.
Then we got another dig, TJ, for being hip-hop, hippity-hop, not bad. Half dig.
Okay.
Okay.
And that works.
Josh dig. Josh again. Dig.
Okay. Hit.
Different Josh.
Different Josh. Okay.
So majority dig, I think, so far.
Digging it. 505-338-3700, the phone number, if you would like to chime in on it as well. Where do we want to go? Do we want to keep it local?
Let's get the other local out of the way.
Is this Zurbin?
No, this is At Least There's You.
Oh, that's the name of the band.
That's what I say whenever I think about you, Steve-O. Man, At Least There's Steve-O.
At Least There's You. That's I gotta be honest. Long band names sometimes drive me crazy.
No, well, the title to this band name and song, are they kind of want to throw me off, because it's called At Least There's You, and the song's called Take My Everything, and so...
So they're really codependent, is what you're saying.
I think
super codependent band. Like, At Least There's You, I need you.
Please
take my everything.
Please don't go.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, brand new band, local, At Least There's You. What do you think? Dig it? Bury it? Yeah, do so. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Local artist, At Least There's You. They were talking about other bands. Hey, At Least There's You, because we... I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're not... It's getting some berries.
It's getting some... Yeah, we had one phone caller just call in and say, hey, can you turn it off now, please? Okay. So, maybe that's why they're so emo, because everybody's rude to them and just is mean. So, they're like, just take my everything.
Ando Harrington says, why is there a dog barking in the background?
It's not awful. I get what they're trying to do.
There's absolutely no digs
really
on this song. Barry, at least we have real music to listen to. Barry,
yeah.
I wish there was one less growly dude in this band. another comment about a dog singing in the background.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's... That looks like that one is solved.
That one was solved easily. It is New Music Tuesday.
Hey, locals rule. I mean, we give you the shot. We show you. We throw you to the wolves, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what happens.
Pretty much. So, yeah. If you'd like to chime in, 505-338-3700. Steve-O Billiam, our music director in studio. With me, and we got a ton of stuff, dude.
Yeah, now we've got
the big dogs,
the real bands, I guess.
The real bands. I can't believe we got a brand new Temper Trap. Like, not from their old record that it's new to us. This is a brand new song.
Just released.
Same with House of Heroes. Which one do you want to do? Or do you want to do? Do you want to save those? You want to do AJ? You want to do Zerbin? Where do we?
We should. Yeah, let's do the smaller ones first.
Okay.
Let's do AJ.
All right,
bro from Aaron Gillespie's posse.
Yeah, AJ Cheek. He's the guitar player. If you saw Aaron Gillespie rock that ridiculously amazing worship every time he's here, AJ is his guitar player, and they do like the 2-man show. And he passed you his solo record when they were in town this last time. Hey, check it out. And I don't know. We don't know what to think.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on the fence. So that's why we need you to decide.
Exactly. So it's New Music Tuesday. It's AJ Cheek premiering a brand new track from him. The song is called The River. Static Radio. To be washed clean. AJ Cheek. Song called The River. Wow.
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm saying.
Dude, what is it with guitar players being really amazing? AJ Cheek, if you don't know, he's actually the guitar player for Aaron Gillespie when he does worship. Micah Talks is the guitar player for Anchor and Braille.
Right.
With Steven's side project, Steven from Amberlin. And it's like they do these little solo side projects. That was absolutely incredible.
That was cool. We're getting a lot of digs.
Yeah.
Even Chase, being honest, not my kind of music, but it's good for genre, so dig.
Yeah,
dude. And then one person said they did like it, but it seems like it would play on K-Love, which... I mean,
really?
I don't know. I don't know if K-Love is that experimental.
They're not that cool.
Is that homeboy?
I didn't mean to say that. They're very cool. They're just not that... Okay, no, they're not that cool. All right, let's see. We could very well have JR calling in. Let's see. Static!
Hey, man, this is JR from Love and Death.
What up, man? It's Steve-O.
Hey, dude, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm pretty good, man. Just, trying to wake up, but...
Yeah, I hear... You're out in the AZ, right?
I am, man. It's a pretty good morning right now, so...
Do you guys have the crazy moth infestation going on right now, or is that just New Mexico?
No, I think that's just Mexico.
Hey, we're a little different.
We're a little north of Mexico. Yeah, dude. Sweet. So, Static Radio and JR joining us, guitar player for Love in Death, featuring Brian Head Welsh, of course, and new EP out today.
Yeah, dude. It just dropped.
Is this your first time, like, with a record dropping for you? Or, you know, before Love in Death, what were you doing?
I was just doing a lot of local stuff at home, so yeah, this is my first.
This is the
thing.
First major for you. Now, 17 years old, right?
Yep.
17, guitar player for Love and Death. Were you even alive when Blind came out by Korn?
Nah, I was still in the womb, man.
Dude!
Do you know how many people would kill to be in your position?
I know, man. I love it. I was out in Clarksville, Tennessee, and we got to hang out. And dude, I was just floored, one, by your ridiculous, amazing guitar skills. And
oh,
two,
thanks, man.
Two, your crazy white pants. And three, of course, just the fact that you are 17. And yeah, how does this feel, man, being in this position? You know, you're the guitar player for Love and Death, featuring Brian Head Welsh, who, you know, pretty popular dude. You know, how did this come about for you? How did this happen?
It actually happened about a year ago in March. The band Thousand Foot Crutch actually was looking for a guitar player, and they were holding auditions on YouTube for guitarists. So I was like, hey, might as well try out, you know, see what happens. And at the same time, Brian actually had his guitar player leave his band like 2 weeks before a tour. So he was scattering to find a guitar player, and he somehow found my video through like mutual friends, and went out to Nashville and tried out, and it just all worked out. So,
wow. Dude, that's absolutely amazing. So, YouTube video, now you are playing guitar for Love and Death.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy.
I realize, you know, this is your I quote unquote, you know, first monstrous go round. What's been the most insane thing that's happened so far, being on the road or just the crazy experience that you've had at 17, you know, in this band?
We played at a Whosoever conference just a couple days ago, and at the end of the show, I kind of like dropped my guitar, not on accident, but I just usually do that sometimes at the end, and it actually snapped in half.
No way!
Yeah, man, my Ibanez just, bam, snapped right in half, so.
Wow, dude.
Punk rock.
Yeah, that was very, did you just own it and pretend like you meant to do that?
Yeah, I just came out and just gave it away. Yeah. So. I was like, what else am I supposed to do with this thing?
Wow. So is there any anxiety for you as far as, okay, JR, you're 17 years old. You're playing guitar in a band with one of the super amazingest writers in the universe. I think all the way back to, you know, dating back to the earlier Korn records, all the way, you know, Follow the Leader, some of the crazier stuff. And you're writing stuff, right?
Yeah, man.
Is it scary?
Yeah, dude, I didn't think I could write at first, you know, like, because, you know, I would try to write stuff and it sounded like everyone else. I'm like, oh, man, that's a song. But I just started getting into it, and I just send stuff to Brian all the time now, and it's crazy because he'll be like, dude, that's so awesome. Like, we're going to totally use that. And I'm like, I'm 17.
Right.
I was like, you were in Korn, dude, and you're telling me this is good?
Right.
Like,
so being your age, do you have any issues with, like, school colliding with this career?
Oh, dude, I kind of just, like, quit school and started doing this. But.
Right. Follow your dreams, bro.
Follow your dreams, man.
Yeah, dude, for sure, but don't quit school, right.
Children. I actually found a list this morning, and I'm not condoning people dropping out of school. However, you know, when people think of like high school dropouts, there have been a lot of people who actually dropped out of high school to follow their dreams. You may know some of these names. Thomas Edison dropped out of school. H.G. Wells dropped out of school. Herman Melville, the author of Moby Dick, dropped out of high school. Wow. Simon Cowell, he's kind of famous, dropped out of school. So anyway, I didn't graduate high school. I can't really count myself on that list because, you know, I'm not really famous.
You're
but
not that
you know,
cool, yeah.
I know I'm not that cool. But
it just comes to show, you know, what people can do when they drop out.
Yeah. I am so glad kids are in school and cannot hear that right now.
Exactly.
But talking to JR from Love and Death, featuring Brian Head Welch, and brand new EP out today, the Chemicals EP. You guys did a cover of Whip It. And now, knowing that you weren't alive for the first Korn release, I obviously know you. Did you even know of Devo or Whip It? Like, how did that cover come about?
It was actually Brian's idea. And I think it's a weird story he told me. He said he was sitting in the shower. Well, he got the idea.
Wait, stop. Brian sits in the shower?
Yeah, I think he sits.
I love that, dude.
He does.
Oh, man.
He's pretty old, man.
Yeah. He can't do the things he used to do. He's got to sit, man. He's getting
up
dude. There.
His knees will just collapse at any moment.
He's quite crazy on stage, I will say, dude. He abuses his body. So,
yeah, he does.
But, yeah, man. So, but dude, thank you so much for calling in and for hanging out. And I'm amped for Love and Death and for the future and for what's going on with you guys with this EP release. I cannot wait to hear the full length. So are you actually going out like to Nash Vegas when they put the record together, you know? What's it like for you as part of the recording process?
It's crazy, man. Like, when I first went out to record for the EP, like, I was so nervous. But it came out good, you know? And so I'm kind of over that whole nervous thing with,
yeah.
you know, riding with Brian and stuff, because I'm like, yeah, you're just a crazy old guy. So
well, so, yeah, it just seems crazy to me because, okay, 17, you're recording with Brian Head Welch, Jason Rao, founding member of Red, is producing your record. There's a lot of talent in that room, so I can understand definitely the nervousness and anxiety to begin with. It sounds like you got a grasp on it, man. Like you got it kind of figured out.
Yeah, you know, you kind of have to figure it out, because like, if you don't, you're just going to sit there and look retarded in front of them.
True story.
Yeah, man.
Dude, right on. Well, there it is. Love and Death, brand new EP release today, Chemicals. And who did the remixes? I know you guys got a couple remixes on there. How did that come about?
It came out pretty good. We got a guy named Harmageddon. I think that's how you pronounce it, something like that. But, yeah, he did those mixes for us, and they actually came out pretty dope. So
yeah,
we're excited.
Man. There it is, out and about, JR. Dude, thank you so much for calling in. I know it's early in Arizona, but... You killed it, man. Good job.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me, man.
All right, man. Hopefully we'll see you soon.
Yeah, dude, for sure.
All right. We'll see you later.
All right, man. Bye.
All right, later. JR, guitar player for Love and Death, and, you know, Chemicals EP out today. I figure, let's play Chemicals.
Dude, the whole time we were talking to him, I was thinking, I was never this collected when I was 17.
I know, right?
I would sound completely...
He's amazing.
Worse.
Dude, he's amazing. And he kills it live. Like, he's crazy good.
Yeah.
He's crazy good. So,
I'm blown away by that dude's talent.
Yeah. Love and Death featuring Brian Head Welch. Brand new EP out. And Chemicals, title track, Static Radio. Good morning.
Not a criminal. I hate the chemicals. I'm not a criminal. I hate the chemicals.
Love and Death, track there called Chemicals, from their Chemicals EP, which released today, actually. So there it is. Just talked to JR, guitar player for Love and Death. 17, man!
Dude, I am so envious of that kid.
17 years old, writing songs with Brian Head Welch, and new record being produced by Jason Rao, founder and writer of Red. That's some good company right there. I would be terrified.
I would feel so afraid to give any input at all. So I'm like, man, there's no way my idea is going to be as good as either of these guys.
Dude, I guess when you know that God has called you to something, you just jump in 150% and say, who cares?
And you just, I don't know, you just got the answers too, I feel like.
Incredible. So we will definitely post that interview in case you missed it. What a great kid, man. I love it. So, it is New Music Tuesday. Steve-O in studio, of course. Billiam. Yo. I just talked about me in the third person. I am Steve-O, right? Okay. You're Billiam.
I don't know. Do what you do, man.
Steve-O in studio with you. He's a great guy. He is. And, of course, Billiam, our music director. Hey, buddy.
What's up?
We got a lot of music still to get to.
Yeah,
it seems like AJ Cheek scored there. A lot of high fives, right?
Oh, totally. He's a no, not that one. At least there's you. Did not score.
Did not. No.
But yeah, AJ, a lot of digs.
Yay.
Kevin says the wife you like, so that's a dig,
right? Which is funny because my wife actually texted during that. Hey, who's this? Yeah. So, who knows?
It's a very nice treat for my ears after hearing the last song.
Right.
Can I read this? This is a really, really mean comment, but I'm going to read it. For At Least There's You, Patrick Boyd said, these guys totally took my idea for an acoustic screamo band. I'm glad they did, so they can suck instead of me.
There it is. Wow.
Oh, man.
Brutal. If you are a local artist and you'd like to get your music out there, have thick skin.
We put it out there.
We do. We try. But if it's not good, the listeners will say so.
The Lucent from Santa Fe, that dude passed today.
Yeah. Dig, 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 dig. What great, dude, great music.
Dig it, dig it, dig it.
Yeah. Lots of digs. Lots of digs, bro. So we got another new track to get to. Static Radio. Hello.
Hi. I felt like you guys had already been playing that thing on regular rotation for a while. It naturally fits.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'd love to hear more of it.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. What was she talking about?
I think she's talking about chemicals.
Yeah, that is.
But we did add that.
Yeah, we did. Now, Zurbin, I've never heard of these guys. Are they local?
No, this is a band that I just
stumbled upon.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I've got label dudes in my life who send me stuff every once in a while.
Yeah,
most of it's not good.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why we do this.
But this actually caught my ear, and I was kind of like, "Huh? I wonder what other people think."
All right, it's up to you. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can get your digs or buries in now. And here it is, brand new track from Zurbin. The song's called New Earth. Static Radio. Quiet now. Zurbin, New Earth, right here on Static Radio. Good morning, New Music Tuesday, brand new band. What do you think?
We're getting TJ says bueno. Jason says it's really big and rad. I like it. Jesse digs it. And Jesse also asks, where did I find them? I found them from the magical promoters in the sky.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's exactly it.
It's really good. Dig it, but can become buried if overplayed, says Matt Montagno.
Okay. Don't you tell me how to program my station. I'll play it however long I want to.
Thebes says, man, it's good, but sounding like a couple of other songs you play. Can't name them offhand.
They reminded me of like a happy summery Coldplay.
Pretty much, yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, Chris Martin. All right, now I'm standing up and playing the piano and doing this. Yeah. It's a new Coldplay single. Sweet.
Woo.
That's pretty much it. I really dug it.
Yeah. Kim digs it.
Dig.
Amber says, it's pretty good. It's different, but I dig.
Makes me want to hug a leprechaun. Best comment ever.
Got a lot of people saying the whistling. Nick says the whistling makes my heart happy.
Dude, you know what makes my heart happy? Our listeners who leave awesome comments on New Music Tuesday.
I love that our listeners are so honest.
Yeah,
about
super
everything.
Honest. Yeah, amazing stuff. So there, it looks like that's going to be added. Because I mean,
seems like
I loved it. That's a great track.
There's not much negative things being said.
Yeah. Dude, okay, we got our final two New Music Tuesday artists, and they're the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new music. In fact, the single just released today. Out and about.
Yeah.
Record doesn't come out until July 10th.
That's really far away.
I believe is the release date. So it's a very, very early track from House of Heroes. Do we even need to say Dig It or Bear It? I guess we should, because it's New Music Tuesday. Because, you know, people usually, it's House of Heroes. Oh, of course. So here's the challenge. Listen to it open-mindedly. Don't just assume because it's House of Heroes that it's the most brilliant song ever. Even though, I mean, it's House of Heroes, so come on.
But I have listened to the whole album, and
I have not.
I can say with confidence that House of Heroes is definitely experimenting with a new sound in this. So
okay.
It'll give people an opportunity to actually listen.
There you go. I like that.
Think about it.
Yeah, New Music Tuesday with House of Heroes. The song is Touch This Light. Static Radio. House of Heroes, Touch This Light. Static Radio. New Music Tuesday, Steve-O and our music director, Billiam, in studio. What do we got? Do I want to hear it? Brand new House of Heroes.
It's looking on the up. We got mostly digs. Dig. I feel like a lot of these digs are spawning from permanent House of Heroes fans that will never leave them for any reason.
I believe I am a permanent House of Heroes fan. They're one of my favorite bands.
Because then we're getting some feedback, too, from, like, Ondo said, when did House of Heroes get so generic? It's catchy and all, but doesn't have the vibe that he loved about them, and the end is not the end.
That's still my favorite record from them.
TJ Holt doesn't stand out. I could listen to it and not remember it.
Ooh, I like J.D. Meads, though.
Sounds like a rockier version of MGMT.
Yeah, dude, and I love that band. So
me too.
I will say, yeah. And what I said when we were listening off the air, if Jim Atkins were singing it, it could be like the new Jimmy Eat World single.
Totally.
So it's not a bad tune. I think it's just it's like Linkin Park's last record. People freaked out because it wasn't like that hip-hop, like, guitar melding together that they've done for the last 19 records, and it was so different. People freaked out and thought it was weird, but I don't know. So is this it's not bad.
No, it's It's good. I think people are just a little apprehensive at it was. I don't know. They could have brought more to the table.
Okay.
I would say.
Okay.
But the majority of the Facebook comments say dig or love it. Absolutely dig.
Yeah.
I know where they're from. Dig-a-town.
What?
That's Jesse Ray. I don't know. Take it up with him. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Are we ready? Our final one of the day. I so far, what do you think's the standout title?
I would say either Zurbin or AJ.
That's kind of where those are my two favorites, I think.
On the leaderboards this morning.
So we got the last one. We saved the quote-unquote best for last. We actually only heard this song for the first time, yesterday?
Yeah.
Brand new music from the Temper Trap. No, this isn't a new single from their old record. This is an absolutely brand new song. And we want to know what you think. Dig it or bury it. It's the Temper Trap. We got to know. So, yeah. Tell us what you think. The song is I Need Your Love. New Music Tuesday. Steve-O and Billiam. Static Radio. Brand new music from the Temper Trap. I Need Your Love right here on Static Radio. Dude, it seems like this one is divided. I didn't put on my sunglasses and pull them off long enough for that, but yeah.
It was close.
It was a close one.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
At the Facebook feedback for this. Jazzy says, eh. Steve says, whoa. Different sound from them. Still excellent. Matt, interesting. Dig. Jason Gleason, this is the Temper Trap. Wowza. Definitely like it, but it's different. Total, I agree with that. It sounds way different than the first album. Dig, and Ondo says, I could dance to this in my fancy sparkly dancing shorts.
Yeah!
Sounds like a good afternoon.
Yeah.
TJ says, boo.
Okay.
Nick says, go ahead and bury this one. Tanya. Not a huge Temper Trap fan, but I do dig this song. TJ also says, now we're going to Jumanji. Remember that means?
Okay.
I don't know, because it had jungle beats in the background what? They're just toms. Nelvin thinks it sounds almost like Muse. Dig it, I guess.
Okay.
If you sound like Muse, that's
a good
thing.
Yeah.
Josh says Barry.
Okay.
So we're kind of right on the fence.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I always save the best for last. Or at least the most interesting. It's new Temper Trap.
I enjoyed it the most. I don't know about everyone else.
Yeah.
JD Mead says it sounds like the background music for a romantic comedy.
Here's what I want everybody to do is go to their website, the Temper Trap's website, and see the music video for this song. It's amazing.
It's really funny.
Yeah.
Martin Diggs.
Yeah.
Nate Hook. I can dig.
Yeah. Normally
Amber
takes more, huh?
Says okay. Barry. Madeline, I don't dig it too much, but that's personal taste.
Thank you, Madeline, for being on it. Because that's the thing. I think a lot of times personal opinion takes over, and it's
totally.
This is the worst thing I've ever heard in the universe.
It would be better if it was hip hop. Natalie Barber digging on it. So, yeah, we're totally split.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm sure. Dude, it's a Temper Trap. And we love that song. So
we'll sneak it in. It'll grow on you, I bet.
It will. It's summertime, dude. You need some fun summertime jams.
And you need some sparkly dancing shorts.
That's right. What better song than that to work out with Mr. Miyagi too? I'm just saying.
Watch the video.
Go see the music video.
You'll understand.
It is absolutely brilliant. Yeah. So we got to take a quick break. It is 9:05
Dang,
now.
That filled up the whole hour.
The whole hour. New Music Tuesday. We had some great ones this morning. I'm thinking Zurbin definitely going to continue in rotation.
As well as AJ Holt.
Yeah.
AJ
Cheek.
Cheek.
And that Allucent track was pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's some good stuff this morning.
Yeah.
We do it every single Tuesday, 8 to 9 o'clock, New Music Tuesday. Your opportunity to get in on the conversation about the music we're playing. What do you like? What don't you like? Give us your opinions.
This makes me realize how much more indie, quote unquote, our station is, because the unknown tracks got more digs than right. the really known
right,
bands
right.
that are all split half and half.
So we have a bunch of hipster kids listening who are like, oh, that name's too famous. I can't know them. Oh, who's this nobody's heard of? I'm writing it down and using it three times in a sentence today. Yeah, but have you heard the new Zurbin? New Temper Trap. Those guys were so, man, their first record was all right. But Zurbin, bro. There you go, hipster kids. Zurbin. That's your word for the day.
Zurbin.
Zurbin. It's a space turbine. I actually have no idea what the band name really is, but that's what I thought of when I heard it.
Turbine? Space turbine?
Space turbine. Because everything in space starts with the letter Z. Or X, actually, and then it has the Z sound, like xylophone.
Oh, yeah.
Like Zenobia.
What?
It's a, I don't know. It's
is
a space
a
queen.
Planet?
It's a queen in space.
Oh.
She's a queen over the planet. I'm trying to make stuff up. I have no idea. No idea.
Lord Xenu?
Lord, yes. Yes. So, Zurbin! Steve-O, Billiam, we'll take a quick break. Wow. We'll be right back. Static Radio.
Static Radio is KLY.
Run, Kid, Run. Captives Come Home. Taking it back a few years with that one. I love that band.
They're good.
They're good. He's got
cool
a different
dudes.
Enough voice that it's cool. Something like that.
Some.
It's Tuesday. We've been rocking a lot of new music today. And, yeah, wow.
Most ads.
Yeah, most ads, I would say.
Couple on the fences.
Steve-O and Billiam with you on your Tuesday morning and joining us in studio, like clockwork. 9:15 on the dot. That's my fault. Welcome, Pastor Scott Tom, Cross Christian Fellowship.
Hey, welcome.
Hi.
Thanks. Hey, you know, I'm on time now. I can get here just about whenever I want. Used to have problems with, you know, traffic and other things like that. And now I'm here. Don't have to worry about traffic and people cutting me off or that sort of thing.
Why? How's that working out?
Well, I changed my the sound of my horn to gunshot.
Oh!
And now... So everybody gets out of the way. They just move.
Dude.
Even blue hairs just move.
I had a Volkswagen Beetle in high school, and I took out the regular horn, and I installed two semi-truck air horns with an air compressor
in it. Are you serious?
It freaked people out.
Yeah.
That would, because usually those are just...
Yeah. No one can see the car that it's coming from.
Wow. Wow. Dude, speaking of gunshot sounds and freaking people out, it's funny that you mentioned Foot Crutch, Let the Sparks Fly. Brand new stuff from them. Yeah, off their record, The End Is Where We Begin. Good morning, Static Radio. Oh man, it's the Steve and Billiam.
Dude.
Yeah.
Nick Escudero.
Yeah.
Totally had the same substitute that Will was talking about.
Bowling, no way.
Bowling shoes, crazy hair, old school glasses, just a very weird and awkward guy. Wonder what he's doing now.
Dude, we were talking about this teacher who was arrested for firing blanks at students and asked craziest teacher stories. And of course, in studio with us, Pastor Scott Tom of Cross Christian Fellowship. Good morning.
Morning.
Do you have any crazy teacher stories? You start giggling because I'm like, dude, tell it. Tell it. I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
In sixth grade, you know, we had a teacher that used to always, like, he was older.
Uh-huh.
And we loved him. We didn't always pay attention to him. Sometimes drove him crazy, you know?
Right, right.
And
did he fire blanks at you?
No, he would do the opposite.
Good.
He would just fold his hands and just sit there and stare at us,
the
right?
The disappointed stare.
Or he would just, you know, but oftentimes, because he was older, when we went out to recess, he would take a nap.
Okay.
You know, and so we would come back in, and we came back in from recess one time, you know, expecting him to wake up.
Right.
He never did.
Stop it right now!
Yes, he had a heart attack right there. And so we're sitting there for about a half hour. Finally, somebody goes and pushes that button that goes,
right.
calls the, you know.
The principal's office
we're
or
like,
whatever.
Hey, you know, shh, everybody be quiet. Let him sleep. Because we actually like the teacher. You
right.
know? Let him sleep. And so we're all kind of giggling, you know. he's going to wake up any minute, you know.
Oh. Right,
you know? And then somebody finally goes and calls the office. Hey, you know, Mr. So-and-so's not waking
up.
So they come in the classroom, and then we all are, like, escorted out, you know. And we find out, yeah, passed away right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad.
That's very sad. Just like that sound effect.
All right. I'm like,
he didn't like lose a game show. He passed on, man.
He died. That is crazy.
It is crazy. So,
wow. Did you guys all have to go through therapy? I mean, you know, nowadays, that's probably
you'd have therapy. Back then, they gave us a cookie and some milk.
Right. You're okay. You're good. My teacher died. I was in the classroom.
That's how I found out about death, dude. When my teacher died in kindergarten.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious, yeah.
You're dead serious? Wow. Wait, good usage. Good use of words there, Billiam. A person is dead. You insensitive jerk.
This teacher, it's so bad because this was the sweetest lady I had ever met. She's such a cool kindergarten teacher. It's a really sad story. I don't know if I want to tell it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Man.
She was baking cookies at home for the kindergarten class next morning. And story goes, she slipped on some flour on the kitchen floor.
Are you serious?
And just went down.
Wow.
Yeah, and then my mom had to explain to me why my teacher wasn't there the next day. And I was like, what? What are you talking about?
And then you went after kindergarten, you were homeschooled. That was probably why.
We killed her. Oh, my gosh.
That is awful.
That's like,
wow.
It was so sad.
Dude, that is unbelievable. So she was baking cookies
for the class.
Wow.
Wow.
So, yeah, I feel a little
slipped on some flour.
Responsible or guilty or something for that.
Dude, I guess that's the way the cookie crumbles. too soon?
It's been almost a couple decades.
All you need is a pair of sunglasses.
Exactly.
You have to look to the left.
Do you know how long I had to think of a cookie statement so that I could pull the... Woo! CSI Miami, Thursday nights at 7 on... I'm just kidding.
You shut it.
My brain hurts.
Wow. All right, we're talking about a high school teacher who was arrested for firing blanks at his students because they wouldn't pay attention in class. True story. Worst teacher stories. Go. Hello, Static Radio.
Hey, guys. This is TJ.
TJ!
I was actually homeschooled until I was a sophomore.
Uh-huh.
And my mom would take me to those homeschool conventions.
Oh, those were the worst.
Those were the worst. And, you know, there's obviously a distinct difference between a homeschooler and someone who's homeschooled.
Right.
And I would like to consider myself one of the homeschooled, you know?
Yeah, dude, you and me too. Like, we got this.
You guys made it? You guys were one of the few that made it?
Yeah. And then but sophomore year, when I started going to school, we actually had a substitute much like yours. We called him Luigi. And I guarantee every time he came to school, he was high on something.
Oh, man.
And one day, my junior year, he just stopped coming, and we all kind of figured he was fired because he got caught. But I had a math teacher who I would write notes back and forth on the bulletin board that she had on the wall with other classes. And she got really mad at me one day and threw like those foot-long erasers at me from across the joked around with her, so I knew it was like all in good fun for the most part. And then the year after I graduated, I
that's
found
not
out
that all in good fun. That's horrible. That's yeah, like fireable.
The eraser part I probably deserve, you know, because there's enough things that I was kind of goofing off with her, but the faggot might have been over the top.
Ah, stop saying it! It's horrible!
She actually, I found out, got fired the following year because I guess she slammed a kid up against the wall.
Yeah, that would do it.
I had great teachers, apparently. I have none of these stories, and now I feel like a jerk because I was like I was a horrible kid. Dude, one day
you deserve to have things thrown at you.
I did. One day they had to shut the school down. La Cueva shut down because of me. We're talking, had to lock me in the offices, and we're like chain thingies went down, and I was locked in an assistant principal's office because some kid mistook me for some gang dude. I kid you not, this wasn't even like my bad. And his big brothers and this gang like showed up. We're talking like police activity, crazy, had to lock me away, and then it was like, oh, just kidding. And it was a guy I used to hang out with.
Dang.
And so because of that, he transferred to Manal High School rather quickly, and we never saw him again. But yeah, we're talking they had to shut the school down.
That's so scary.
Lock me away. Yeah. And it was like, it's not me. I promise.
Aaron Yazzie said he had an art teacher that accidentally sat on a blue chair with blue paint on it. She was wearing white pants.
Oh.
It was so hilarious.
Oh,
it looked like a buffalo's head when she was walking around.
Unbelievable.
That's not right.
That is horrible. Static Radio.
Hey, it's Steven.
Hey, buddy.
Hey. So do they even do corporal punishment in school anymore?
I don't think it's allowed.
No. I think if you get, there are schools that if you get parental permission, mm-hmm. you can spank the child.
But they're like private schools.
But they're private schools, and it's only if you get like a parental permission slip.
Okay, so anyway, this is first grade for me, which was, you know, not yesterday.
Right. A few days ago.
The school's initials were Holy Ghost.
Okay.
And when we get spanked, the teacher I had, you know, obviously, you know, you bend over, grab your ankles, but you'd have to put your head under the chalk rail.
Oh.
So you'd have to try really hard not to react to being swatted.
Right.
Because you would jerk up into the bump your head, right?
Oh, and the chalk rail was not a blank. It was for real.
Right. Right. Wow. Yeah, they don't do that these days.
Huh.
Pretty sure they don't. Nowadays, teachers just thank you, the ghost of a man who just kind of disappears. But now they just fire blanks at you, apparently.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Right. Talking about a high school teacher in Virginia who was arrested for what appears to have been a bizarre attempt, to say the least, to get his class to pay attention. Police say Manuel Dillo, 60 years old, lined up a dozen students from his welding class in front of a garage door, pulled a handgun from his waistband, and fired a gun loaded with blanks up to 10 times in their direction, the New York Daily News reported yesterday. Yeah.
Dude,
wow.
Alan Hunt commented regarding that.
Yeah.
You know, it must have been a good school this guy taught at, because if this happened here, the students would shoot back. That's pretty funny.
That's not right. True story. Sad but true. Sad but true. So needless to say, he was arrested. And what's crazy is he's going to be in the courtroom, and the parents are saying, you know what? My son and I will be in the courtroom when he goes. We're supporting him because we believe that these students need to pay attention. Fire blanks at my kid.
Rebecca Lusco has the weirdest fifth grade teacher. He taught them about sexual preferences, made them play with clay in the dark while listening to horror audiobooks, and watched The Godfather for the last day of class. How is that even school? What sixth about that is grade? School?
That fifth, is fifth grade. So fifth creepy. Grade. Yeah, no. That's like dangerous and terrifying, and I'm willing to bet if you looked him up, he's probably in jail somewhere. Or should be.
Definitely, probably not.
That's terrifying, man.
In the school system.
It's giving me nightmares.
I know, right?
Oh yeah.
I'm pretty sure I saw that horror movie. And it was, it didn't end well.
No.
It didn't end well. So, anyways, it's about 9:50 now. I know our time is short. I wanted to talk about something with you, Pastor.
Okay.
This morning, I was reading an article that threw me for a loop. Pastor Scott Tom from Cross Christian Fellowship, crossfellowship.org for all the details. But I guess a former Navy chaplain who fights to defend religious freedom says it's an outrage
that Air Force officials appear ready to remove the requirement for Bibles to be placed in on-base lodging rooms. I guess there's a checklist, and on that checklist is a Bible. And MAAF, who would be the Military Association of Atheists and Free Thinkers, claim that the placement of Bibles on-base rooms was a special privilege for Christianity and that they needed to remove them. And so it looks like the Air Force actually is complying, or at least they're removing is a Bible provided from the checklist. Therefore, you know, this group basically wants to go through and remove all the Bibles, in which case they won't have them. Now, two things. First of all, they say if someone steals a Bible or if they're confiscated by atheist complainers or thrown in the trash, then sadly, Christian people will not have access to read the Bible. So my first question is that really true? Like, I own about 17,000 Bibles in my house. You know what I mean? Like, I have the one from high school. I have the one from graduation. I have the one that my brother gave me. I have the one that was my dad's. I have that. You know what I mean? So we have Bibles everywhere in our house. They're pretty readily accessible. So is that really, oh, Christians won't be able to read the Bible?
Yeah, I don't think that's a good argument.
It's a terrible argument.
I think the better argument is that being in such a stressful job,
right,
a lot of people who aren't Christians do want to think and have free thought and might want to check out the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that they're maybe raised with, and it's in their culture, and so that's something that you would probably want to, you know, have around for men who might be in harm's way.
Right.
Type of thing. I think that's a better object lesson. But I, you know, I applaud this chaplain. I'm not sure that that's something I would necessarily fight for, because you can, as a chaplain, you can hand them out. They can be in the chaplain's office, that sort of thing. I mean, you wouldn't want a Quran being forced upon you, right?
Right.
That'd be on the checklist and type of thing. But what I don't like is that they try to force these chaplains and these groups to be ecumenical, that you would have to give a service for whatever type of religion that a person requested. So you could be a Christian chaplain, and because maybe they were limited or didn't have a imam there or something like that, you would have to do kind of a Muslim service, or you would have to do a Catholic service, or you'd have to do a Baha'i service, or whatever the person requested.
Right.
And I would have a real problem with that.
Yeah,
the military already forces their chaplains to do that.
Which is weird. I mean, I guess, you know, the idea, this whole free thinkers idea, and, you know, you want to open everybody up, that's weird to me. So would you prefer, obviously they're going to remove the Bibles, or would you rather at the flip side, where it's like the Bible, the Quran, like all these books, take your pick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'd rather have the free market. Let's get it all out in the open. Let's debate it.
Yeah.
And because that gets the arguments going, and Christianity will stand up against anything because it is the truth.
Right.
And so I would rather have...
All of them?
Yeah.
And
that may shock some people. But I think that when you compare them side by side, booyah.
Right.
We win.
Right.
Because you can go in, you know what I mean?
Did you just say booyah?
Yeah, it's also a football term, you know?
Okay.
It's like putting a big hit on somebody.
Right. Isn't that like boom? Like big old,
It's the forearm. You go booyah. And so, so it's kind of like, you know, it's like
throw it down.
Somebody down, man.
Let's throw it down and yeah.
Yeah. And I don't fear that.
Right.
Hey, we've got the truth, you know. Bring it on.
Yeah.
Let's discuss it. If you want to think freely, let's discuss it. Don't try to hide it.
So you liked the ending of the Book of Eli then?
I didn't watch that.
Are you serious?
I
will definitely not recommend that to you right now.
Oh.
You have to go see that right now. Not recommending it at all because it's rated R. But you. Okay. So if I were to recommend it, which I'm not going to because it's rated R, right now.
Right now, don't see it.
Right now, don't see that movie.
Okay.
It's a story of a dude who basically, without ruining the movie for everybody, post-apocalyptic film, filmed here actually,
got, like,
in
the
New
last
Mexico,
Bible or something?
Got the last copy of the Bible.
Okay.
And so the quote-unquote bad guy wants it because who holds those words has power, he believes. And he wants to use it for personal gain. And this dude, Eli, is trying to get it to a place that he believes God has told him to go. It's not a Christian film.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that. I mean, there's blood, dudes are getting killed. It's pretty gnarly. However, it's one of the most Christian films I think I've seen. You know what I mean?
Wow. Huh.
So
I finally saw what that one Legion was on TV.
I didn't see it. Was it good?
Oh my god!
Was it terrible?
No.
Yeah. I kept watching it.
Just like, okay, maybe it'll get better, you know. But God sent all his angels to kill one woman because she was pregnant.
What?
And it's like, well, why was she pregnant? It was out of wedlock pregnancy,
right.
and so the bad angels or the good angels are cussing and condemning people, and you have Michael the archangel fighting Gabriel the archangel, but these angels are being stymied by men with guns.
Right.
I'm like, the Old Testament says one angel came down and wiped out 185,000 Assyrians in one night.
Right.
That's upwards of what, like 18 a second.
Right.
You know, and they're stopped by a guy with a shotgun.
A teacher in class with blanks.
Yeah. Teacher in class with blanks.
You stand up against that wall, angel.
That one was
blanks.
That one was a blank. We don't know what the next one is. Oh, my God. Don't. It's a shop teacher with a gun.
Yeah,
run, dude.
Yeah, terrible.
It was terrible. It was written bad. The plot fell apart. Don't see it. Maybe. I don't know. And hopefully the parts were edited out. I mean, that probably was.
Right.
So I'm guessing in the
theater
was worse.
The made-for-TV version was, So there it is. Don't go see that movie right now. Don't go see that movie right now.
Big thumbs down.
For a Legion. Right?
Double thumbs down?
Okay.
Terrible.
Book of Eli, I would be actually curious what you would say about it. Because it's an interesting film.
Okay.
Interesting film. Don't go see it right now. Do you have a Blu-ray player?
I don't.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
No.
I was going to loan it to you because I may or may not own it. Just saying. I'm just saying. Anyways, I can't believe it's like time to go. All right. Well, Pastor Scott Tom, Cross Christian Fellowship.
Thank you, sir.
Crossfellowship.org. You guys meet every Sunday at?
Every Sunday at 10. And hey, May 15th, May
17th.
Pastor Rawl's coming to our church.
Yes!
Pastor Rawl. Rawl Reese, my pastor. So
I love Pastor Rawl.
Yeah,
he's a good dude.
I'm excited about it because since we've planted the church, because I came from his church, we haven't been able to have him out. Now he gets to finally come out. You know, it's kind of like your dad, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and you want to say, I'm proud of you, son. You know,
right.
Kind of, I planted the church, Dad. So,
yay, dude. That'll be cool, man.
Yeah.
So there it is. I'm sure details, crossfellowship.org for that. So, as always, thank you.
Oh,
and we'll see you next Tuesday. All right. I want your movie review of this movie that you're not going to go watch right now.
Okay. I'm not going to go watch.
All right, sweet. Billiam.
Yo.
That's fine. New Music Tuesday, we got some good stuff this morning.
Can't wait till next Tuesday.
I know. Thanks to everybody who chimed in on Facebook and or called us up. The feedback is always fun, important, and had a blast today.
Your feedback matters.
Yes, exactly. All right, we leave you with some As Cities Burn. The song is Empire. And we're out. We'll see you manana. Static Radio.